Blog Talk Radio.
Be not in velvet, be not in velvet, be not in velvet.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Tore, and I am Psychic Tore, or Psychic Medium Tore, as some of you may know. What a wonderful Monday it is. Today I was at Universal Studios doing sessions there, little mini readings, for all of our guests from all over the world. And it's the day after the one of the biggest things that's happened to our country in I just can't even tell you how long, but, you know, 9/12, the day after 9/11, 15 years ago, folks, it all happened. It happened right here on our soil, and, you know, we didn't, as they say, let it take us down so low that we felt be like we were victims and abused and beaten down. Well, they were victims for sure, but we didn't need to feel that way as a country. And we showed the world that we could rise up above tragedy. And much like not long ago in Central Florida, where we had the Pulse incident and terrorism had struck us. So I want you to know that after every fall, we pick ourselves back up again, don't we? We give ourselves opportunity to be strong, to learn from an experience of trauma, and to grow to heal. So if something had changed you so drastically in your life after the 9/11, I invite you to call into the show and share your thoughts. Now for me, 10 years ago, yesterday marked my anniversary of leaving cancer behind in the dust. So I know where I was 10 years ago, the aftermath of cancer. I am free of cancer. We say we are done with it. We leave it from our vibration. We started a new chapter. So before I went to Universal Studios today, yesterday I took one of my goddaughters, Miss Madison, to the park. And what a wonderful way to look at 10 years later in my life. And there I was, with a child that was just so excited to be there, happy. And I was so happy that I could bring her that happiness. And, you know, that to me means so many things on so many levels, because she truly is a child of magic and wonder and an artisan and an old soul. So it was wonderful for me to see the look of hope and happiness and, you know, excitement in her eyes, and know that that's what I'm giving back after my aftermath. I'm just trying to create positive experiences for myself and for others. So if question, you may call the show at 646-727-2585. So we're going to go over the calendar of events and things that are happening. We've got Mystic School, the Mystic Halls of Knowledge on Thursday. So I'm going to take a peek into chat, and I see we have a little guest. Hello. We'd just like to welcome you to the chat. If you have a question, as long as you're okay with me reading it over the air, because if you have a question in chat for me, that's how I roll. That's what I do. Oh, that term's getting outdated now. We'll be ready for the next big term, I'm sure, about how we roll. Anyway, as I mentioned, so yes, I was actually scheduled to do a class on Sunday the 11th, but I think due to some different scheduling issues with students, we kind of held off on that. So if you are a participant in the Mystic Halls of Knowledge, which is my online academy, if you go to venusinvelvet.com, you can still sign up for group 2 of the Mystic Halls of Knowledge. we are going to discuss this week, I'll let the cat out of the bag, we are going to discuss clearing and cleansing, because this is all about us and energy. We have protection and prayers, and we do it spiritually, psychically. We go over different matters. So each class is a different subject matter, and it's only $25 a class. And last week I ran a little special. If you get four classes, you get a free mini reading for $100 if you purchase all four classes. This time it's going to be five classes for $100. Sorry, no reading, but you can still participate in the Mystic Halls of Knowledge, and it's all paid up. It's like getting a class for free. So we're going to take a quick break, bro. Soon we'll be back, and you just hang in there and listen to Sisters of the Moon. Belly dance, belly dance. Oh, I can't wait to see the belly dancers that are coming to the Witch's Ball in October. October 21st in Sanford, Florida, also the home of Luna Soul Esoterica, a little shop I am at as well, teaching, doing private counsel and healing sessions. Also home and owner of the legendary Anne Mora, author of The Green Witchcraft and many, many other books. And I met years ago when the store was owned by another lady, and we did a lot of the psychic fairs and events together, and we built a connection, and now we're just a beautiful friendship, her and Sin, who runs the front area, also connected to Anne. And, you know, it's there, my other family. All my spiritual friends are my spiritual family. I know that they came into my life or I came into theirs. We made that connection. We are sisters of the moon and sisters and brothers of the moon. I'm a moon girl. I'm a Cancer. So, yeah, it makes sense. So we're talking about 9/11 and after the fire, as they say, the after the fire, beginning anew. Many people had to rebuild their lives. Unfortunately, I did have to read for several people who were connected to the victims of 9/11 that year. You know, it was just amazing to see them overcome that moment in their life and pass those messages on. One woman, I will never forget, her husband was, they say, first responder. He was a fireman. So there were people lost in that. But out of that wonderful, beautiful energy. One woman, she was actually carrying a child, and her husband would not, of course, be here for that moment, but in spirit, he would be. So we have to really begin anew and look at all things like Lord Shiva, who is known as the destroyer. You know, he is God of destruction and destroying, but he is also, you know, fire energy, but he will tear it down. And then you will have a chance to build it up even greater and stronger than before. So even when I was dealing with my own aftermath, it was about rebuilding my life and realizing I was just, and I thought about that even today, I was so grateful. Just, I kept thinking, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful that I'm still here and still doing what I love. You can't put a price on that. You know, no dollar, I know I get a little emotional, but no dollar sign is worth that emotional, spiritual freedom and just the peace of knowing you overcame something that could have taken you if you let it. And it did not for me. I said, I'm done with this. I'm done. We are done. We're done with it. We overcame it. We rebuilt our life. I could no longer go back to the job I was doing. Spirit said, this is your third knock, Missy. Are you hearing us? You can't go back and do that day job stuff anymore. This is your calling. This is your life. Face it. You're here to represent. So I believe that. Now, I still love my music. Don't get me wrong. I do not play every night of the week. There is just, it's just not the way. That's just like saying I read every day or night of the week. That's not the way either. I believe balance is the key. So beginning anew for me was how I allowed myself to just be in that connection, to not have fear, to just realize Spirit put me here. This is where I belong. And it will all open up if I keep myself open. That is one of the big things that we have to remind ourselves of. When the walls are torn down, fires burn it all down, or tragedy takes it from us, we give ourselves a moment to pause and reflect, and then we realize we can build anew. And that's what I want you all to keep in mind tonight or today or whenever you're hearing this podcast, that, you know, there are new opportunities all around. I do remember when I was contemplating being a reader for the masses, starting at Universal Studios. One of the things that I had said in a meditation was, and I really did have another full-time career. It wasn't with music. It was something else completely different. But it was very manual. I used my body very strong, was in the service industry, and just say I was in hairstyling for many years, and also a teacher as well, and a manager, so yeah, as well as behind the chair. So I could not return to that due to an accident that happened in the aftermath of my surgery. So I was taken away from that, but Spirit said, look, here's your chance for us to show you what you're truly capable of. But before all that happened, when I was doing both worlds of, you know, a little music and some hair and then a little psychic work here and there, one of the things that I was drawn to was the tent at Universal Studios. I'd gone there on a manager fun day. And, you know, one of the things that I remember after taking I had a different medical issue and medical leave, and I was just thinking, what am I doing? Am I still supposed to be doing this work, this hair? And, you know, I pulled out this card from my wallet because I heard it's time. And simply put, I know where I was in 2001. I was trying to rebuild my life, and, you know, it wasn't working the way that, you know, it was supposed to be working. And I kind of knew that already, but I wasn't certain what I was supposed to be doing. So, you know, I looked up the woman who owned the business at that time. She's now passed to Spirit. And, you know, next thing you know, I'm there. I'm reading and I'm coming alive with my craft, with my gift. And that my aftermath, my rebuilding of all of that was to be in the masses, to be connected to all these other people. And to give spiritual counsel began my journey, my own journey, after just realizing I couldn't be in management anymore, couldn't swim with the sharks and couldn't do all this. And I was just behind the chair doing my work and realizing this wasn't all that there, it was cracked up to be. It wasn't all it was supposed to be. So a few years later, of course, this other thing had happened with, you know, cancer and whatnot. And I always say this with truth and honesty. If someone tells you you're diagnosed, do not keep using that word over and over. Don't give it energy. I just said the C, you know, and, you know, kept pushing it away. And it really, truly did help me with my healing so much faster than they ever expected. My injury involved another thing. So it wasn't anything involved with where the surgery was. So from that point on, I realized, you know, I have to build my life again. And I did. And I'm so grateful. That year I said, when I was having despair about, why am I still doing this hair thing? I'm not even a boss anymore. And yada, yada. And I said, I think I just need all new friends. After swimming with the sharks, I need all new friends. So when I got the job at Universal Studios reading, I had all new friends. And to this day, many of them are still good friends, the ones that are still here. Even the ones that are in spirit, I know I felt them today around me, blessing me and giving me a beautiful day. So I want you all to take that, bear that in mind, if you will, about your new beginning, your opportunity to change your life, to rebuild your life. You know, I could have let that heartache continue going, but I'm not a boss, I'm not a teacher, I'm not this and not that. Instead, I opened my eyes to an opportunity that said, here's where you belong. So even on that little medical leave, I said, cleaning out my wallet, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing. This is crazy. Helping out my my brother with his work and just trying to keep busy and let it come to me. And I heard that it's time. I picked up the phone. I called this number on this card that a reader gave me and said, you should be here, you know. And I'm like, okay. I had no clue what the whole scene was about, but, you know, I'm coming up. I just finished my 15th year. 15 years later, that's where I am in my life after 9/11. 15 years later, I'm still with Universal Studios, doing what I love, loving what I do. You know, to me, there's just nothing greater. So when you're faced with challenges or adversities, don't look at them as the only option is to feel sorry for yourself or to stay in that energy and keep recycling. We're beyond that. We know that the divine connection, divine purpose for something like that is to take us to another place. So going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do a little more calendar. And if you have questions, 646-727-2585. Belly dance, belly dance. I love that music, and I love the belly dancing fever that is coming across our country. That is a great exercise. It's a great way to feel good about yourself, to empower yourself. I have some very good belly dance friends, teachers, Kat Bruce, of course, with the Magi Belly Dance Temple, and Suspira Toit from Orlando Belly Dance, who is offering her group of belly dancers for the Witch's Ball. I am so excited. The theme this year is purple. And, you know, anything purple goes as long as you've got some clothes on. Thank you. I'm excited because they, you know, I met with some of the ladies, and they were like, oh, purple, we have purple costumes. Oh, they got very excited. And we have lots of purple, as spiritual people go usually in our wardrobe. So I cannot wait to see what you come dressed as in your purple. We will give great prizes and little awards and trophies and things, and we would just have fun and get a lot of new this year. And welcoming new vendors, a new DJ, new belly dancers. So we've got a lot of changes, and changes are good because it's always, you know, building to the bigger excitement in our life. We can't wait to see what's going to happen next in a good way. New ritual lady this year, and, you know, I kept seeing a lady, so it wasn't going to be who was there last year, Covenant of the Goddess Moon. So this year we have Kelly Johnson, who is a shaman, a lady shaman. She's a midwife, healer, all-around wonderful lady, and she's done some amazing rituals for the Florida pagan community. And so I employ you, if you're in Central Florida, to come to the Witch's Ball. We have a lot of opportunities to get tickets, either online on the website or at My Cauldron in DeLand from Rob. This week he's got the special $10 off the ticket, which will take it down to 30. That's going to give you food and good times and everything. There'll be plenty to drink and eat for all, and lots of great people to network and connect with in like-minded community. I look at this time in our life as really, this is sort of like October coming. It's the end of the wheel of the year. Begins like that's like a New Year's Eve party to me. So one of the things that Luna Sol Esoterica is that I do is I also have private sessions there. They're a little longer than mini sessions. So I do, you know, half hour, hour, and other work as well, past life sessions, chakra clearing, rebalancing the energies, healing sessions, and so on. Also, you know, teaching classes there once a month, as well as what's coming up at the 24th, on the 24th rather, on the Saturday, 10 to 6, we have our end of the, you know, no, we had our end of the summer. Never mind. We do have a festival. It's dealing with Maybaum. So I do hope that you'll attend. The ritual is usually around 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, somewhere around there. So if you're keeping your spirits up, after all this time of 9/11, thinking positive thoughts and how people's lives have changed, how people became more proud to be American. You know, I know we're in an election year and times are turbulent. Things change. We're going to have a changing of the guard with leaders. If that is inevitable, we do have to make a choice. So I'm hoping that you're not just looking at celebrity or the fact that someone's a woman, and you're looking at people who someone's going to be the leader of this country. Who is it going to be? We have a chance now to begin anew with a new leader. So even if we carry on with certain things, it's all right. But as long as we are open to the new and to rebuilding our hope, keeping us strong as a nation, not letting tragedy take us down. And trust me, Central Florida had its share, two actually in the same weekend. So we've overcome a lot as a nation. And I just want you to remember that as you're building the, you know, new steps in your life. And I read so many people today. I think I sat with like 13 people. Now, I know that says, okay, mini sessions, but 13 is okay. You know, I touched a lot of lives. They touched me. It was beautiful. We have a lot of visitors from the UK, from Australia. They're all on holiday right now. So hearing all those lovely, beautiful accents. Okay. So, you know, if you have something that you want to share with the show, we don't have a lot of time left right now, but please always feel free to text or call into the show and to go into chat. And even if you're just listening, that's okay too. Some people listen through chat. And if you can, you want to listen to any of my other episodes, they're all available on Blog Talk Radio and is syndicated as well with iTunes. And I've been on the air with Blog Talk now since 2009. That was on my list after my big 9/11 moment myself 10 years prior. I said, you know, in that interim of healing and changing my life and what was the priority and such, one of the things on my list was always that I would have my own radio show. So since 2009, I've had my own radio show. So I'm so glad to be here for all of you. Whether we have calls in on a show or we don't, that's okay with me, because the intention is there. Healing your life, rebuilding your life with this show. Think about all the things that you haven't done yet that you'd like to try. Just like me. You know, 10 years ago, I was like a truckload of question marks around my head. Now what will I do? I can no longer go back and do the hair. I have to do something else. No, I don't. I have to open up to what I do completely now. And I have to live on building new dreams, like having a radio show. And, of course, most recently, writing books. So I have e-books that are coming out, and they'll be available on the website for purchase as well. And if you're interested in taking classes with me but not in the area, please remember, you have a chance to learn at your own in your own comfortable space at home. So the Mystic Halls of Knowledge on Thursday nights. And I hope to see you all there. It's not too late to sign up and get your information. So I wish you all the best and the brightest of blessings in your divine changes. And what if you're struggling and you're having to rebuild your life, realize it's going to be okay, because it's going to be even than before, stronger. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. We can always build anew. I send you much love and light and many, many blessings, and wish that I could help you on your journey in any way possible, so you know how to contact me. And I'll see you next week here on Blog Talk Radio's Venus in Velvet show. Till then, namaste.